about what you're doing. Later on, switch on TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wives, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Yes, I am. Hello, everyone. I'm on live and local and national and regional and worldwide tonight, as always, on RBN Republic. And you are my caller guests, all of you. I want to try to get a hold of Hashem Talawi, though, if we can. Try to get him on the air. He's on, as you know, on RBN. And he has done some yeoman work in the area of television, as you know, syndicated cable TV programs in the past, and you know what happened to some of them with certain operators of those facilities censoring his programs because they dared to take on the Jewish lobby. Well, of course, he's been following this interesting story that I find to be fascinating. And of course, it's amazing because I'm going to dovetail it with the other story from the Chicago newspapers about the USS Liberty. 40 years or more later, the investigation into the Liberty, it won't quit. The lingering demands for investigations as the survivors of the Liberty die off. They are demanding a real investigation into what took place on that fateful day of June 8, 1967. And here we have the story of a Harvard law student expelled. Now, she's not just any student, but she is a Muslim student who was apparently summa cum laude. Well, they expel her because of Holocaust denial. And this from the Associated Press. What began as a citation in a scholarly work ended up causing this young person, Noor Al-Jam, I believe is how it's pronounced, to be expelled from Harvard Law School. The third-year student was majoring in criminal law and submitted a paper that examined Nazi travesties and of criminal law and received an A or A-plus grade. Then she was set to graduate summa cum laude at the end of the semester, but the university law school was forced to reconsider her status when criminal law professor, is that criminal professor or criminal law professor, Alan Dershowitz, criticized her scholarship. Well, apparently she committed a pardonable sin, an unpardonable sin for Mr. Dershowitz, and that was she referenced in her scholarly dissertation something to do with the so-called Holocaust, which, of course, is persona non grata. I mean, you just can't discuss it, especially at an institution purportedly devoted to learning. Well, she apparently decided to use a paper, which I have. Did the 6 million figure, did 6 million really die? And that's where she cites the book. Because of her citation, Dershowitz said she's not to be allowed to graduate or continue in Harvard University. So much for freedom. We have our viz. Be right back. I'm Rick Adam.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored radio, Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we're back now, and this article, I don't know if it's true or not, but anyway, supposedly it came from the AP, and you know, anything that comes from the AP and UPI, MSNBC, Fox News, I generally tend to have to, shall we say, go over with a fine tooth comb. So I'm not sure if it's accurate, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but the story, unfortunately, exemplifies a reality that is all too true. All right, about this Harvard Law School student who's in her third year and winds up essentially getting kicked out because of a paper which he's done, dissertation apparently, in which he references the Holocaust, and particularly the booklet, Did 6 Million Really Die?, which I think the American Free Press has decided to reprint once again. And of course, Richard Harwood is his pen name. The fellow that authored the book has cited a number of others in the book who have been history professors. And, of course, I had the pleasure of meeting Mr. Richard Tobin. I think it's Frederick Tobin at the American Free Press Barnes Review Conference in the past, who is also a scholar, along with some of the others, who some of them, of course, as you know, have been serving jail time for delving into history. And one of them, of course, is Ernst Zundel. So the story goes that this young lady winds up getting a review from the Harvard faculty and the authorities on her paper, and she winds up getting expelled from the university. Now, I don't know. We're going to check it out. If it's true, certainly it's typical, it's abominable. Even if it's not true, I would say that it is not far-fetched, to say the least, to think of a situation in which that could happen. No doubt about it. You can't deny that. And we'll find out more. If we can get Hashem or find out from him on or off the air whether that is the case or not, I don't know. But regardless, I thought I'd share that with you. And the reason why I'm sharing it with you really has to do with the article that has been brought forth, as you know, by the Chicago Tribune. Many of you should know, maybe you don't know, but the Chicago Tribune has been writing now, allowing a little bit to crawl out, about the Liberty attack. And you can go to their website, www.chicagotribune.com, services, newspaper, and so forth and so on. And they talk about the fact, as some of the crew members of the Liberty, whom we've had on this show, John Rankowski for one, how the congressional inquiries got absolutely nowhere. In the 40 years since the Court of Inquiry closed its books on the Liberty investigation, members of Congress have asked for information about the attack and have received stock replies, like the one that was provided to the late Senator Alan Cranston, the so-called shadow in the Senate. The Navy's inquiry, the State Department told Cranston in 1980 that it had made a full investigation of the attack on our Liberty spy ship. And then it reached the conclusion, excuse me, that it did not have sufficient information to make a judgment about the reasons for the Israeli action against the Liberty. Not easily put off was Senator Adlai Stevenson III, Democrat from Illinois, who suggested that same year that a Senate Intelligence Subcommittee that he chaired take a closer look at the attack. But Stevenson said in a recent interview that the only other senator who supported the move was Barry Goldwater. And, Barry Goldwater, you know what happened to him. Stevenson recalled, "I didn't really have much support." He said, "We tried to conduct a few of our own inquiries, but that didn't get very far." Stevenson's inquiry died when he stepped down from the Senate to run a losing campaign for governor of Illinois. Meantime, the Navy seemingly has tried its best to downplay that piece of history. As you know, Senator Fulbright, of course, also tried as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee to do some inquiring of his own, but quickly abandoned that. And then when he left the Senate, he came clean and admitted that the power of the Jewish lobby was so enormous that there was no way they were going to get a fair investigation into the Liberty. Now, right now, we have Hashem Talawi on the line, believe it or not, and I want to say hello to him and ask him about this article that's been circulating about this Harvard student. Hello, Hashem.
Oh, I thought higher.
All right, is he there?
He said we tried to conduct a few of our own inquiries.
Are we getting him, Manny?
Oh, yes. Hi. Sorry, Rick.
There he is.
Yeah, Rick, that story we sent out today, we sent out a retraction.
You sent out a retraction on that?
Yes, because it's
that was not true?
It's a satire. But, yes, but the copy we received from, which was from a source that we trusted, it did not have satire written on it. But the original article, I mean, when I sent that email out, I received, you know, thank God we do have a lot of people on our list that are on top of everything. So I received emails from about 15, 20 people referring me to the original site. And when I went there, yes, it does say it was a satire. But even though it was a satire, it was not a real story. But the article, the writer used the actual names of these people involved, and he added, you know, another character there. And he basically, but the story told in this article, Rick, this is what's important. It doesn't really, this is the writer is trying to tell us something. He's trying to draw a picture for us.
Yes.
To tell us what's out there, to make us understand it from a different point of view, from a, you know, talented writer point of view, where he's drawing a picture for you of what's really happening. That's what's important. Because what is in that article, even though the article is not true, but the reality is, the substance of that article is true.
Yeah, I have no doubt about that. As I said, I didn't know if it was true or not, but you know, I'm glad that you clarified that, and I agree with you wholly that we have seen too many instances in which this is the case, where somebody at a university or a school, for that matter, has tried to do some honest research into any topic, but particularly the so-called Holocaust stories, and then find out that, hey, forget it, you've stepped on some pretty sore toes, and we don't allow that here. We don't allow that in school. We don't allow that in universities. We don't allow that in colleges. We don't allow it in the media. We don't allow it anywhere, except maybe in some alternative media outlets, you know?
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, you've seen what happened a couple of days ago at Columbia University.
Yes.
And it's and we've seen what that means, that, you know, it's exposed 100% that our institutions are under the control and influence of these people, just like our media is and just like our political system is. So our educational system is just another venue for them to control. And what we have seen at Columbia University, that was not a satire. That was not an imagination of someone. That was a real story. And a story that says that they are there, they are in control, and they influence even our institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And we have many stories of students who either had to spend another couple of more years in a PhD program, or someone, because somebody did not want, somebody wanted to control who goes on top, period.
Yes, and we know that Dershowitz has been one of those that has been instrumental in trying to destroy the university-level careers of people like Dr. Norman Finkelstein, for instance, who has written on the Holocaust industry and has exposed Dershowitz personally and debated him and really brought him down to size, I think, quite adequately. So he has tried to, and successfully, I might add, succeeded in taking away much of his university status. I forget exactly where it was now. I don't have it in front of me. But in California, I believe one of the universities where he was, you know, supposed to be one of the professors there was, that is, Professor Finkelstein.
Right. Well, he was a tenured professor.
That's
and,
it. Yeah.
And they took that away
they
from him.
They took his
him,
tenureship
actually.
Away from him. Huh?
Exactly.
And which university was that? Do you remember?
Finkelstein.
Yeah.
Finkelstein was in. I don't know. He was wasn't he at Harvard?
Well, no. I think it was at either UCLA or one of the other colleges in California where he was a professor, and he did receive the back of the hand because of efforts by those like Dershowitz to try to punish him for his scholarship, essentially, and for his honesty. So
right.
I'm not surprised. And as you point out, there are many examples like this. So the satire is all too real. Hey, if you want to hang around a few minutes, Hashem, Please do. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. We've got Hashem Talawi on the program. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
All righty, we're here with, for a few minutes, Hashem Talawi, Current Issues, and you know he does a radio program here on RBN, right? On the weekends, on Saturday, right, Hashem?
Correct.
Yes, and you obviously have some other things that you have been talking about, and I know that in Iran, for instance, the visit of Ahmadinejad to the United States certainly brought about a pretty well-orchestrated media demonization of him, I think, that was so absolutely, you know, pictured and packaged very neatly to portray him in the most unflattering of terms. And this is, you know, typical of the media in this country, which, as you know, is heavily controlled and run by the Jewish Zionist influence. So we are really a captive nation in the sense that whatever we see, whatever we are permitted to see on big mainstream TV networks, radio, television, and so forth, is exactly what they want us to see for a reason. And they want us to see Ahmadinejad as the crackpot, nut, maniac, another Hitler, and all sorts of demonic type of activity that he may create. And they keep repeatedly misquoting him and deliberately, totally mischaracterizing what he said. And I find that to be rather interesting, because whether or not we're going to go to war with Iran if these neocanes have their way, it doesn't matter either way, that whether we go to a hot war or not, or continue the strangulation of Iran with these sanctions, there's no question that this process must continue, this process of punishing and demonizing all of those who are enemies of Israel, and now they become enemies of the United States.
True.
That process must go on. Wouldn't you think?
That is true. I mean, you know, when it comes to Ahmadinejad and what's going on with Iran, I don't know if his last visit, if it was because he ended up looking like the good guy in this formula here.
Yes.
And I don't know if exactly if they designed it that way or it was just a stupid move on their part.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if you don't want to hear from a guy, or if you don't want to listen to a guy, you don't invite him to your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I'm still really in the study phase of exactly what happened, of who won in this thing. Was this pre-designed by them to basically bring the Iranian president here, show him to the American people, and then, while it's still fresh in their head, then start sodomizing him? What I mean by that is as Saddam, you know, not as in, you know, it's to make
yes.
another Saddam out of him.
Oh, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
That's what I meant. And I think
mm-hmm.
this is what they are doing. And, you know, once they succeed with that, then all they wanted, and they said this, all they wanted is 30% to 35% of the population to be on board with them, and that's all they needed. And I think with the media, what the media is going to start doing now, I think they might get to 30%, and we will go and hit a run.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Rick, it's a good show. I wish I can stay longer,
sure.
But I do have to go, but it's a great show.
I'm glad you joined me for the past 20 minutes, and I'm glad you clarified that email and the issues, and people can listen to your show here on Republic Broadcasting Network on Saturdays, right?
Yes, Saturday at 4 to 6.
Central
and they also
time.
And they also can catch us on TV at currentissues.tv.
Yes. How's that coming?
Oh, it's pumping.
Okay. All right. Well, hopefully you'll continue to avoid some of the big censorship that you've had to face in the past when you came on the program.
Oh, it's part of it. But every time someone censors you, you will have you gain like 10,000 new listeners.
Yes.
I mean, it's amazing how
yes.
that works. So,
amen.
So let them censor us. That way we will get way up there with them.
Amen. All right. Thank you very much, Hashem.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you again
sure,
for joining
bye.
Me. Okay. Excellent. Excellent man, and he knows whereof he speaks. He's quite a learned individual. And, you know, it goes without saying that what we have here is a total control of the mind, our minds, basically being molded and being cornered, being nurtured by those who seek to rule us. I mean, let's go back, you know, in history and see how this has happened time and again, over and over and over again. The corrupt, bought, and paid for media moguls telling us who we have to hate, who we have to go to war with. And that goes on right to the moment. They're not going to let up. Ladies and gentlemen, they're not going to give up their control of the media. Make no mistake about that. And that's why this article in the Chicago Tribune that is so interesting, has been certainly circulating and making news, is very important, because here's just a little tiny bit of truth now coming out 40 years later, ladies and gentlemen, 40 years this past June 8th, about the USS Liberty attack. And I want to talk more about that if we have time. But we'll take calls as we come back right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, your Radio Avenger.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
And we're back now. We'll go to the phones in a moment at 800-313-9443. But this situation of the 40th anniversary this year of the attack by Israel on our USS Liberty recon ship in the Mediterranean and international waters, of course, won't die. And Israel and the Jewish lobby would like to be able to suggest the reason for that is because anti-Semitism, as they call it, will not die. And it won't die because, as you know, Israel is a tiny, little, innocent, defenseless country that has never done any harm to anyone, and it's always the recipient of bad things. They've never done anything on par with what the Nazis were accused of having done in World War II. They've done good things, and anything they do in retaliation is just that, retaliation for mean people and bad people like five-year-old children and American, peaceniks like Rachel Corrie. So, Of course, I mentioned Mr. Stevenson III and Mr. Fulbright, or Halfbright as they called him at the time, in positions of power in the United States Senate, trying to rationalize the fact that no congressional inquiry ever took place on the Liberty. There's never been a fair and objective, honest evaluation involving testimony from the people who were attacked, the sailors on that ship. And this is, of course, an outrage. And only now, occasionally, 40 years later, do we hear about it in the so-called mainstream press. We hear about Captain McGonagall and, you know, the fact that he was seriously wounded by shrapnel, and the fact that he was cited. He was cited for a Medal of Honor. But all of that he would give up. All of that the crew would give up just to be able to speak, just to be able to have the final say on what happened on June 8th, 1967, in the Mediterranean. Little did these men know on this ship that they were being set up for a murderous attack by our so-called good friend, Israel. Little did they know. And little did they think that their government in Washington, the Johnson administration, would betray them the way it did. American men, young boys at the time, who were minding their own business in international waters, surveying what was going on around them, and particularly what was going on between Israel and her Arab targets, Jordan, Egypt, Syria, monitoring the progress of this war. And we saw some of the documents that were released later about what actually took place in that war, and what Israel did in violation of all international law, which came out of World War II, ironically, committing crimes that were unspeakable. Wholesale execution of civilians, of men in uniform, from Egypt. Egyptian soldiers wiped out, killed en masse by the Israelis. And now they have all of the weapons they want from America, all of the money they want from this country, Uncle Sap, taking all of it and using it to kill, to maim, to destroy. And that's why when I hear that they hate us, the Muslims and the Arabs and others, I have a lot of sympathy for them. But it's not us they hate. They are much sharper than most Americans. They know that we here in this country are the most captive, unfree nation in the world. Forget the so-called Cold War. Forget all of the nonsense of captive nations, East Bloc, West Bloc, and realize that the whole world is coming under the grip of this beast system, this globalist, Zionist, internationalist conspiracy to take away your heritage. It's not just your soul they want. That's bad enough. It's not just you as a slave they want. That's bad enough. It's the destruction of Christianity, which is the target. But they have to use Islam as the excuse. Don't you understand that? It's so obvious. It's not Islam that is the enemy. It is them. Like cockroaches entering into the home, taking over, carrying off what they can, and falling into and messing up what they don't take off. Like parasites eating away at the host. And we're looking at some other possible penetrator, some other enemy from within. Parasites are already here. They're taking us down. They're destroying us for the purpose of creating their new world order, which must mean the submission and then the absolute obliteration of Christianity. That's what the scriptures tell us. That's what it's all about. We can't be any plainer than that, can we? I don't think we can. All right? So when we talk about the USS Liberty, and people say, oh, that was 40 years ago, give it a rest. These are the same people that tell us that we must never forget the, quote, Holocaust, unquote, 60 or 70 years ago. Or how many years? 2,000 been going on? We must never forget that Holocaust. And we must listen to the survivors. But here we have survivors of the USS Liberty, and I'm sorry to say that they are now dying off. Every year we lose a few more, as John Rankowski said this June when we had him on the program, you remember. They're dying off, and they have yet to have their story fully told in all of the so-called objective, mainstream, honest media in this country, which is not corrupt and does not have an axe to grind or a bias. Well, put that to rest. Put that myth to rest, ladies and gentlemen. And that's the evidence right there. A crime against our country, against America by a, quote, ally, that now receives $30-plus billion a year in weapons and economic aid. Pulling this sort of garbage, this sort of murderous assault, and being able to get away with it, and more, being able to get away with spying, not only on the government, not only within the military complex, but spying on civilian populations, Americans, who are considered to be enemies of Israel. That would be unheard of. No nation has ever gotten away with that, except this one nation. Hitler never dreamed, my friend, of being able to do what these people are doing to us today. Never even came close to imagining it. And that's why, right from the beginning, of the previous century, they had to create the banking system that would give them the power to finance their wars of destruction in Europe and America, and then profit from it more, thus setting the stage for the next war, and the next war, and the next one, until finally there's no one left to kill. But how stupid do they think we are? All Americans aren't that dumb. After 75, 80 years of this nonsense, after all this time, we are not fooled, ladies and gentlemen. The war to end all wars was a total and complete hoax. But we didn't learn from it. We allowed an FDR pig to do it all over again to us. A man in a wheelchair, a man who could not be photographed as such, that would spoil the truth, my friends. That would reveal the truth about what was behind this little puppet on a string in a wheelchair. That would reveal to us that the gig was on us. The laugh was on you. And all of the men, hundreds of thousands of American men, killed, maimed, destroyed to create a new world order. And then they have the gall to talk about this Cold War that ensued. A war in which we carry our opponents on our backs financially, economically, and even militarily indirectly through the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, and all of these lending institutions so that we could increase the threat of a thermonuclear blackmail. Well, today, Red China is in that seat, ladies and gentlemen. Red China was conceived of long before Mao Zedong came on the scene. The traitors, the banksters that ran us into the ground in World War I and II had already envisioned a China, a massive nation with a massive population, under the control of the most ruthless mass murderers of all, Mao and company, the agrarian reformer, you remember. Well, some of us know history. Some of us aren't stupid. Some of us see it happening over and over and over again, and then recognizing the truism of Mr. Barnum. P.T., yes indeed. These suckers are born without any restriction on the number. My friend, there's plenty to go around. All right, I'm sorry I'm long-winded tonight. I just get off on this rant because here we have two stories, one that was not documented but satirical and yet indicative of the fact that we have this paradox here between the so-called Holocaust and that example of a Holocaust that took place on the USS Liberty being washed aside, if you'll pardon the pun, washed away and totally forgotten. And the survivors of that incident being told to shut up and keep their mouths closed. We don't want to hear it anymore. We're tired of listening to it. Well, some of us are not. All right, I've got to take some phone calls. 800-313-9443. Other subjects as well. I'm not restricting this particular subject, but I wanted to get that off my chest in the beginning of the program. Let's see now. We have, who is it in California? Tony, is it? Steve in New York first? Okay, Steve in New York. You're on the air with Rick Adams.
Hello, Rick Adams. How are
yes,
you?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Listen, there's a couple of things. There's two things I would like to sort of point out. Number one, it's incredibly difficult to get people to believe what's outside of that box. So that's on your in your living room.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, how do I say this? When that piece on Al Gore, you know, came out, you know, and talking about global warming, I told everybody, look, it's a scam. It's a scam. These are the same people that told us, you know, in the 60s that we're going to have an ice age. You know, so how do you believe this? I mean, and I'll start presenting facts, and I'll start, you know, referring to the, you know, the
yes.
websites and things like that, talk about real people, real climatologists and this and that, and how they dispute him. And then these people, when hit with these facts, they look at me and they say, you're not an authority on climate, you know, and you don't have a degree in this. And I said, well, I understand that. But neither does Al Gore. And they look at me, he says, but he, I said, all I need is a little money and then you'll believe me? Come on, wake up. This is, you know, this is not what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm very outspoken in my neighborhood and someone said, hey, did you see what they said about Ahmad Dinejad? And I said, look, I don't, you know, if you want to see the whole thing, look, Google it. I see the whole thing, and sometimes, you know, on the rare occasions, they'll say, wow, he makes a lot of sense, you know? The second thing I want to say is I don't understand why we have to protect Israel, why does Israel protect itself? I mean, they, you know, according to Ron Paul, he has 300, they have 300 nuclear weapons. Why does my tax money go to them? You know, why does it go to them?
I mean, well, you know, that's really kind of a sophomoric question, because you know the reason, right? I mean, you actually know the answer.
Well, I don't really know.
Well, I mean, it's not even a logical question now. I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying not a logical question. It comes up all the time because, first of all, there is no reason for anyone, any nation, to defend another nation, which is an aggressor nation, which in fact is a supremacist nation, that in fact is an exclusivist racist state. There is no logical reason for any nation. To back them financially, to back them in any way with any subsidies or aid. But beyond that, we shouldn't even have relations with them. I mean, logically. But here you have the answer to your question. The only reason is because there is a parasite and there is a host. We are the hosts and they are the parasites. And the parasite is powerful enough to lock on to that host and control it and devour it and eat it until there's nothing left. You want to hang on, Steve, you may.
I want
you to. We'll be right back with you and other callers on all of these topics tonight. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere Talk Radio. Support republicbroadcasting.org. Join us and buy our products. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
See, the vigilantes are a mob. These badges make us legal. We're the law. And the law has the right to shoot up a mob.
And we're back now. And we have Steve in New York. Steve, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, so that does that really answer the question to your satisfaction?
That's not really, but let me tell you what, another person, and I have a friend who he works at home. You know, he has a business and he runs it at home. So, you know, aside from his, you know, 5 or 6 phone calls a day that he deals with, you know, he sits on his couch and then flips through Fox News, CNN, and all that other stuff. And his answer to my question is, Israel is the Holy Land. I said, hold on. We have respect for Holy Lands. You know, America has a Holy Land, and that's the Grand Canyon. We just gave it to the United Nations. The Indians have their Holy Lands all over America. We just stomp all over it. Iraq, Iran, India, they have Holy Lands all over. I mean, is that the Holy Land of what? You know, if they're tyrannical and they have a Holy Land, shouldn't we deal with the people and their government that's tyrannical? Mm-hmm. Or should we, you know, just say, oh, they're tyrannical, but they have the Holy Land, we can't touch them? You know, and this guy just, you know, sort of dismissed me like, okay, now you don't know what you're talking about. I do. I think I do. I'm not sure, you know, sometimes when talking to people, I question myself because the popular answers are not, they don't seem logical to me. The popular answers to a lot of questions that I have are not logical to me. And I'm like, okay, you know, am I stupid? But, you know, I mean, where do you see that? I mean, where do you see my logic in terms of that? I mean, yeah, we have, you know, we have our opinions. You know, it's tyrannical.
Well, there's
there's
just no logic to anything that governments do today. They're not motivated by logic or self-interest. We're not. We're not motivated by self-interest as a national entity because we are the host controlled by the parasite. If we were interested in fairness, justice, and decency, and doing what a Christian nation is supposed to do, we would obviously be minding our own business. We would be staying out of all subsidies, all foreign aid to anybody, government to government, government to people, and we would be neutrality-oriented, right?
Exactly.
We'd be minding our business, as George Washington said, beware of entanglements, foreign aid, and foreign intrigue. Now, we're not doing that. We're doing just the opposite, and we're told that this is the way to prevent wars. Well, all we've had is war since day one with that nonsensical premise.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Obviously it doesn't work, but do you think these nutcakes and these eggheads that publish these papers from these heritage foundations, these, you know, these socialist neocon organizations that obviously are promoting war with Iran, now there's a new think tank come out, a new organization that's being formed, you know, another so-called conservative think tank, which will lobby for more wars against the Middle East. So, you know, Freedom Ways, groups like that, and the American Enterprise Institute, that's the organization that's really in the forefront of it. These people have a vested interest. They're steering the foreign policy of the nation, and that's why we're in the mess that we're in. It's the only reason the United States would be isolated and hated is because of its interventionism. Isn't that ironic?
Mm-hmm.
So here we are. As Pat Buchanan has said, we are now isolated in the world because of our interventionist foreign policy. So that's typical of the contradiction of this government in Washington. There's no reason, there's no logic, Steve, and there's no morality to it.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
It's immoral.
And one more final thing.
Yes,
know,
my friend.
You know, think about these people that are going to war and, mm-hmm. and to that are enlisting. Because basically I have a friend that's 19 years old.
Yeah.
He enlisted. And I told him, I said, listen, what are we doing in there? He said, well, we're freeing those people.
Right.
Oh, so you want your son to die for their freedom and not yours?
I agree. I get the drift. Thank you for the call, brother. We'll be back in 1 minute with more Uncensored, Radio Free America. With